T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Tomlin today at the NFL owners' meetings on both of his quarterbacks, his new quarterbacks, talking about them for the first time. Russell Wilson not seeing any decline or deterioration is what he said there on Wilson. And then, really, the big quote, the money quote, is what he said there about Fields. Oozing with talent. He is oozing with talent, and there is a lot of meat left on that bone.
He definitely spoke about them in different tones, which, for the record, I'm going to say I still think there is no actual quarterback controversy here or anything like that. I think Russell Wilson will get every chance to be the starter, and Fields would have to either wildly outplay him or Wilson will have to falter for Fields to take over. But it's obvious where Mike Tomlin's long-term gaze is cast right now. It's to Justin Fields.
Well, why do you say there's no quarterback controversy?
I just believe that they think highly enough of what Wilson has accomplished in his career that they really are going to give him every chance to be the starting quarterback in week one.
Okay.
That is my pretty... I've tried to maintain consistency on that. I understand it's obvious that Tomlin loves Fields going back to his draft year, and I don't really blame him. He sees probably a mostly blank canvas on which to try to paint there. I do think, though, that Russell Wilson's overall track record matters to them. Carries weight, holds water, whatever you want to say.
So there's no week one starting quarterback controversy, in your opinion?
In mine, no.
And I would say right now, I agree with that. I think Russell Wilson will be the Steelers quarterback wherever they start the season this year. But that doesn't mean that their quarterback situation isn't controversial. I've never heard Mike Tomlin gush about a backup quarterback more than he's doing with Justin Fields at any point. And that includes what he said about Kenny Pickett when he was drafted. And that includes what he said about Kenny Pickett at various points throughout his Steelers career. That he never said the guy oozed with talent.
And potential.
Right.
Oh, no, I think, well,
he never spoke about Kenny that glowingly. Talked about how the guy had an office and loved to work and would show up early to do his
coffee,
job and everything else.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I think Mike Tomlin is with Fields, though? I think he is the guy who probably thought when he got drafted by the Bears, I'm never going to get a chance to coach this guy, and man, I love his potential. Like, I think he's, you know, I wish we could have justified making the move up to get him. And now he got him for a song comparatively,
yep.
And he probably feels that there is far less negative on Fields' resume than maybe some outside observers would. I think he'd be much more ready to slough off his failures at winning games in Chicago as him being just unable to overcome a bad environment.
Like, let me ask you, you said there's no controversy right now. You're Russell Wilson, and you don't have Russell Wilson's traits or characteristics where you're known for just being aloof and having this always, no matter what, positive outlook on life. So
okay.
you have Chris Mueller's central nervous system and emotions and reactions to things.
Yes.
But you've taken that and you've transported it into Russell Wilson's body. So
that's like a system shock.
It's like a body switch. You wake up one morning and you're Russell Wilson.
I'm Russell Wilson physically.
Yes. Everything else is Chris Mueller.
So presumably Russell Wilson becomes me.
Yep.
Which you are going to be dealing with a shockingly positive co-host for the first time in your career.
You get a phone call days after you signed that the Steelers have traded for Justin Fields. How do you feel about it?
Probably a little bit taken aback. Here's what I want to know. Does he get a call from Mike Tomlin before the trade even gets announced saying, hey, we're going to be announcing that we traded for Justin Fields.
Maybe
you're our guy.
I think they reported that they did tell him that. They did tip him off that it was going to happen.
I think that they,
tipped
him off.
They didn't tip him off when Kyle Allen got signed today. I can promise you that.
I wouldn't feel great, but I think if I were Russell, here's the problem. In body switching me, my personality into Russell Wilson, one of the fundamental things that makes Russell Wilson is a steadfast belief in self. I would, Chris Mueller, because I'm a miserable pessimist, would think, this might mean my time is limited. I've got to really be perfect on every throw. Every rep's got to look flawless.
I don't think that's miserable Chris Mueller. I think that's human nature.
But I don't think Russ views it that way, crucially. I think Russ doesn't really have that human nature viewpoint. I think he believes so steadfastly in his own abilities still that he was the victim of circumstance
Denver. That's why
he might be alarmed that Fields is here.
That's why I didn't ask you how did Russell Wilson react to it, because I think that opinion is right. I don't think he's going to at least pretend or act like he isn't bothered or he doesn't care. He sends out an Instagram post immediately of him shaking hands with Justin Fields at the 50-yard line, and it's, let's go do this. It's publicly, it's the opposite reaction to how Ben looked at the Mason Rudolph draft pick, okay, or Aaron Rodgers when he found out Jordan Love was drafted. He's trying to put a good face on it, which is what Russell Wilson does all the time. He says, Bronco country, let's ride, after they lose a home game by 25 points and the offense only kicks field goals. That's how he's wired, or at least that's how he tries to make it. He might not actually be wired that way, but he can't bring himself to show those feelings or those opinions publicly.
What if he actually is wired that way, though?
It's a little bit, that's why people say he's a little bit weird.
I think he is wired that way. That's the point. Yeah, I think that he might, in a human nature standpoint, be a little bit taken aback, but I think the guy believes he's the guy and that he's going to make Justin Fields expensive or shiny bench object.
But what I'm getting back to is when Tomlin says this guy, who right now is technically our backup quarterback, is oozing with talent and potential, Mike Tomlin is going to at some point want to see what the oozing potential and talent looks like, I think. I'm sorry. It absolutely creates an uncomfortable situation where Russell Wilson really does not have a lot of leeway, whether it's at training camp or the preseason, or especially when the games start.
So he said he's in pole position, Russell Wilson is. That's what Mike Tomlin said about him, okay? That he, in the quarterback room.
It's his job to lose.
Pole position.
Basically,
yep. As you've put it many times, the pole sitter in Daytona doesn't win the race. Does that mean, inherent in that statement, is that we will have a competition, but the pole sitter will get most of the first-team reps? Will Justin Fields get any first-team reps?
Let's just define, as the race here that he has pole position is it to get to September 10th, or is it to get to January 8th?
Well, I think it's...
Because if it's to get to January...
But I think it's instructive that I would say it's to September 10th, because even what happens in training camp tells you how far behind Fields is actually starting.
No doubt, but my point is the quarterback controversy, it doesn't end when the week one starter is announced. It goes through the entire season.
All right,
it's
let
not
me ask
Russell
you
Wilson's job for 17 games
let me ask
or 18
you
weeks.
Then. Say they're 5-1, okay, and like two wins, one loss, then three. So they've won three in a row, and Wilson's been good, not great, but they're 5-1. How much leeway does he have at that point?
He keeps playing because Tomlin...
But for how... I'm saying he's been good. No, he's been a better-than-average quarterback, better than anything they've had since Ben retired. His numbers look pretty good. He's not overwhelming, but he is doing what Mike wants him to do.
Yep.
And he's putting up some numbers. In six games, let's say he has 12 touchdown passes, which right now in Pittsburgh, people are going, that's legal? How many games does he have before, if it started to go sideways on him, Mike would pull the plug? Get to 5-4, and then Mike's going to break the Justin Fields in case of emergency glass. Three losses in a row. He doesn't look so good. That's what I mean. Like, I think it's a moving target.
Yeah,
here.
I think that's possible.
I just think it's a moving target, and I the thing that seems to be getting undersold, at least from my vantage point, where everyone understandably talks about the way Mike fawns over Fields' abilities, because it's obvious that he can't believe his good fortune that he actually gets to coach the guy. I do think he has said some things about Wilson, about his championship pedigree, about having been there, done that, and then applied them to Fields, even in this conversation where he said he gets a chance to actually, like be around a guy who's been a collector. Didn't he call him a collector? He's gotten guys in for workouts together. I do think that he's showing some deference to Russell Wilson's career track record here.
For now. Yeah.
That's why I said I don't think for now there is any controversy. And guess what? If Russell Wilson plays poorly enough that they would even consider going to Fields, to me that is not inherently a quarterback controversy. That means the guy you brought in as plan A, who you thought might have been near the end of the line, showed that he was pretty close.
Well, time out a second. Did the Penguins have a goalie controversy their entire playoff runs with Matt Murray and
not
Marc-Andre
Fleury? Not in my mind.
But did they with fans?
Yeah, but with fans and with Chris Muller are two very different things.
Yeah, but even to the point where at times Sullivan would go back to Fleury to give him a game to see, like, okay, Murray had a bad game or two. Let's see if he can get it going again. And he didn't. I mean, that happened, right? I mean, there were dueling goalies, and they managed to win Stanley Cups on the backs of both of those guys. Controversy to me basically means at any point where one of these two guys struggles, there's going to be a discussion, and not just among fans externally. I think the organization is going to ask itself, is it time to go to Fields?
Well, you said if one of these two guys struggles, if Fields goes in and struggles, I don't even know what you do at that point.
Well, I mean, if for some reason Fields were to win the job out of training camp, or I don't think he will, but if he did and Wilson acquiesced to being a backup, then I think it's the same situation. I mean, if Fields is missing guys and it's not clicking for him and he's failing as a passer and you have Wilson waiting on the sidelines, I think they could go to him in that situation. But I don't think it'll play out that way. I think Wilson will start just like you do.
Do you think Mike feels that Fields was failed by the Bears?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. Do you think that part of that is not that they rushed him into the role, but that they didn't surround him and they didn't put him in an environment where he could basically that was conducive to success?
Yes.
Because I really think if you believe those things, then he would, as much as we got this guy Chad tweeting in, Tomlin's a guy who got the gift he always wanted, can't wait to unwrap the gift and play with the gift. That's the way he would feel about it. I actually think that's a pretty good analogy. But I also think there's a part of Mike that actually does understand and is, it's like maybe a little voice in his head telling him, you might really want to deploy the Justin Fields weapon here, but the best thing is a little bit of patience. I really do. I think the
you
Mike
don't have
Tomlin
patience
adult
because
in the room,
he's not under contract for next year.
You can get a multi-year thing done
And you've said that on every show since the deal got done, mm-hmm. and there's literally been zero reporting about it, which is not to say it still can't happen, but like there's been no, well, hey, there's a fifth-year option. We know the Steelers aren't going to pick that up, but don't worry. They're talking to Fields about finding one of these kind of sweetheart deals where it's half backup money,
deal,
half starter money. Yeah. I mean, if that happens, then you're right. Like some of this conversation goes away. The thing that would spring up from that is, well, then what becomes of Russell Wilson? Basically, that would make it seem like if Wilson had a great year here, he's still at a dead end, which I would not want to put myself in that position either. You know, like I think there's a good chance. I think the possibility exists that Wilson does have a renaissance season here. And I wouldn't want to strike a deal with Fields now before I even see what Wilson looks like unless Fields just wants to take backup money. Unless he wants like a Jacoby Brissett deal, which if I were his agent, I would strongly recommend him not doing that. To take like $7 or $8 million a year.
You think he'll have more of a market on the open market if he doesn't really play this coming year than he did in the trade market? Like teams will be, hey, I don't have to give up a pick.
No, probably not, Chris. But I would tell him now, just make a bet that Wilson doesn't play well enough where Tomlin can't resist the temptation of giving you a shot during the season. And when you get that chance, you're going to play so well that when they negotiate with you, they're going to pay you like a young average starting quarterback, not high-end backup quarterback, fringe starter type thing. So it's right. It's like this is an easy thing. This is one of those situations, in my opinion, where on paper, hey, it's easy. Like it's clear. Wilson's the starter and Fields is the backup for now. But I don't think I think it's more complicated than that in the end. Because of how Tomlin feels about Fields, and I don't think he's going to be able to help himself over 18 games not giving him a start unless Wilson just
Do you like
crushes it?
Do you like the fact that that's how he feels about Fields then? Because it sounds to me like you actually are aligned with Mike on
I
this.
I wanted Fields more than I wanted Wilson.
Okay, then ultimately,
and I think we all did. I think all three of us did.
We all did, and we all did. I hope going into it clear-eyed that it might end up being that for all his physical gifts, Fields just never turns into a great quarterback. But I would think ultimately your spin on this would actually be positive and pro Mike Tomlin. Like, yes, there should be a controversy. Yes, he should have a quick hook.
And by the way, I don't remember any of us saying when we were interested in the Steelers trading for Fields before Wilson that what was best for Fields was to get a redshirt year. I don't remember that. I know it never even crossed my mind.
I don't want a complete redshirt year for him, though. Like, I want him even
well, getting
if
like five
good.
Cordell Stewart plays a game to me is a redshirt year. If that's all he's going to get.
I mean, that's what I want. 6 to 8 plays every time. His agent, by the way, is the same guy who did the Deshaun Watson deal. So
nice guy.
Even as I say, like, maybe he would take something in the middle, maybe he wouldn't, because that guy somehow got Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed $230 million.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.